You will listen to a talk on the National Botanical Gardens. Listen to the talk and answer questions 1 to 6. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning and welcome to the National Botanical Gardens. I'm your guide, Lisa, for the garden tour. This garden is a step closer towards the conservation of indigenous trees that are essential to the regional vegetation. Since it is a planned project, it also becomes a useful centre for research on the conservation of plant species. Actually, this region is too big to be called a garden. It covers about 30 hectares of land, which is protected by the Central Forest Service management of the country. As you can see in this map, there are no concrete structures anywhere in this area. You'll see only landscapes and narrow paths lightly cleared for walking. These special pathways are called the garden walks. We are here at the Botanical Garden Office, and there's an L-shaped garden walk from here right up to the forest zone. The first square section on the left is the nursery, with saplings of some of the most exotic plants and trees. You can buy everything you like when we complete the tour. From here, we'll be walking the track to the two forest areas that have the native trees and smaller plants that are used for landscaping the local urban areas. The native tree zone is here, immediately behind the nursery, and next to it is the non-native trees zone. We are now looking at the huge fenced area on the west. You can see an area with fencing. This is the exotic forest zone. Several species of vegetation and insects that breed in this land will be destroyed or lose their habitat due to trampling by visitors. So entry is allowed for researchers only. There's a smaller garden walk going up north beyond the fencing. It leads to the research centre, which is built of eco-friendly construction material, has natural heating and cooling technology, and uses solar energy. This building is not open to visitors, but we will visit the exhibition in the smaller extension of this building, not the larger one. It has a separate entrance within the research centre. We will see a short documentary on the importance of forest conservation, followed by a talk by an expert on how you can contribute to tree conservation. After we tour the nursery and the exhibition in the research centre, we will gather in the Shamiana for lunch. It's on the left as we head back to the garden office. Meals in the open are a unique experience, and I am sure you will enjoy it. After lunch, we will head to the main entrance. To the left, you will see a circular garden with a display of colourful ornamental plants. On the other side of this garden walk, there is a beautiful topiary display. You'll get to see the topiarists at work trimming plants into various shapes of birds, animals, and other objects. This garden walk connects the botanical garden to the village nearby. Most workers are local and use this pathway, but it is also open for morning walkers or visitors who want to have a glimpse of the rural life around. You will be paying for your purchases here at the garden office as we exit the premises.